Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 90 Day Fiancé Wrap-Up Podcast. We're here to talk about 90 Day Fiancé's The Other Way, Season 5, Episode 7, a.k.a. God bless TLC for adding a third show just so that this show is only 42 minutes a week and not an hour and a half as well. I am, of course, your host and conductor of the Hot Mess Express, Pleasan Vakili, ready to break things down. And with me today is someone who is not a stranger around these parts, does not need an introduction, is basically here every other week, and we love her for it. It is, of course, Sasha Joseph coming back in. Sasha, how you doing?
We're here, all right? I agree. When I said, okay, it's only an hour, we can get through it. Okay. So ready for all of this, because what the hell is going on with these couples? And can't wait. Can't wait to keep talking about it.
It is wild to me that we can have the show be half the duration and still have filler in it.
Exactly. I think that's why I was so confused that it was already over, because I was like, but you've given me nothing. Like, where's the other people? What
and then
happened?
Next week we have a new couple coming in that I completely forgot about.
Yeah, I told. So funny enough, folks, I'm assuming probably heard the other 90 day, the before the 90 days pod. But if you haven't, Jason and I recorded right after you and him did. And I told him, Puya, that there was a new couple and he wouldn't believe me. Like, we actually had to delay our podcast so I could like pull it up for him.
Oh, that is hilarious to me. You know, on the podcast, Sasha, he said that he was Team Nicola.
I'm going to fight him.
Listen, and you'll, when you listen to the podcast, there's proof there. So I'm just saying he totally said that. Now, yeah, new couple next week. We didn't even see TJ and Kimberly this week. We didn't see who was the other couple that we missed this week. I believe that's the only other one.
I think. So there's only five of them in all. Oh, no. And then our friend Catfish, Tyree.
No, that's on before the 90 day.
Oh, my God.
This is the 90 day. Everything's gelling into one at this point.
Wait, pick a lane. I did this on the pod with Jason, too. So that's so funny. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to make that mistake.
Danielle and Johan.
Okay. You know what? One. They don't count. Please.
They've been barely featured, but that's the interesting thing to me. With 43 minutes, it's already shortened. So obviously we're not going to get all the couples, but then the couples we're getting, we had four of them this week. And I would argue we technically had three of them this week, because one of the couples barely in the episode.
Yeah, 100,000%. Like, we gotta, here's a drive-by. That's what they're doing. Bye.
Exactly. Come and go. So then for now, let's talk about the first couple of the night here. And that's going to be Holly and Wayne, who last we checked in with them, there were some concerns from Holly about the living situation. She wanted a gated community. She wanted more safety, more security, and wanted to look at places. And this made Wayne really shifty. Wayne was very dismissive of this idea and very against this idea. And obviously, we didn't know exactly why, but we knew it stemmed from the finances and the fact that his contracting work was a little bit bust. He had lost a couple big clients. So it's like, okay, classic 90 day. You do not have as much money as either you had said, or you've lost money and haven't talked about it because you're uncomfortable to talk about it. Well, here's the big issue of not communicating with your partner. Holly starts this episode with an entire list, Sasha, of things she wants for their new house that they're getting. This included a swimming pool. It included extra bedrooms, extra bathrooms, air conditioning, which when he pushed back and said, this isn't America, not everyone has air conditioning. Like, not everyone has it here either.
That part.
Like, you have to get your own for the most part. There's no central AC in most places.
Yeah, me struggling in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. So when I moved to Canada, one of the first things I learned was that, AC isn't a given here, because I lived in Dubai where the temperature is like 43 degrees Celsius on a good day sometimes. So every place we had lived in had central AC. Little did I know, once I moved off campus, that is not a luxury that's the same here. So that was a bit of a struggle to learn. But Wayne was not having any of this. He's so clearly pressed about Holly not only wanting to look for a place, but also having this like lavish list of demands. And we know he can't afford the place. He tells us to confessional, I know that I can't afford it. This is not a thing that's going to happen. So this is a waste of my time, and time is money. I could be using this money to make money, this time to make money. So they look at a place, Sasha. This place looks pretty good. It's in a gated community. There's an electric fence. It's going to cost about $115,000, which I thought decent price. Obviously, different place in the world, different amounts will equal to different luxury. It looked fine. Then they had a bad scene where they were just fumbling the math. I lost brain cells watching these two convert square meter to square feet. It was awful.
No, I could not stop laughing. I am known to be like taking many L's when it comes to math. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I'm smart enough to Google the right thing. So I would have just Googled, right, one square meter it was. I didn't write down the exact thing, you know, into how many square feet. Like you have to be dumb, but then you have to be fully go full dumb into Google and be like, tell me exactly what this means, Google.
This is exactly why, despite living in North America, specifically in America, I have not learned the conversion between Fahrenheit and Celsius, because I can just look it up in 2 seconds and it's not that big of a deal. So if I see somewhere it says 60 degrees Fahrenheit in my arm, let me just look it up. That's not bad, actually. So Googling is easy. These two could not Google to save their lives. She had it open. She fumbled it. Then he did it and he had a completely different number. It felt like back in the days of high school where you do an exam, you'd come out and then you'd be like, so for 46, did you get negative 64? And someone's like, actually, I got 1,620. You're like, how did that happen? How are we so off? They were so on the other direction of things. But anyway, that was funny. Then they sit down with this realtor to talk about what their budget may be. And Holly suggests, up to $500K is probably what the range I would give. And I thought, you don't know how much money this guy has. And unless you're counting your own money in as well, $500K is a lot of Ks.
Okay, so that's exactly what I have written down. Because I think it's $400,000 she was saying. But I'm turned around. Because then she was like, I meant Rand, which is the South African currency, or she's like, maybe I meant $400,000.
But then she said 4 million. So I thought maybe she meant 4 million Rand.
That's what I'm saying. I have no understanding of what she actually meant. And I said, girl, if you're not putting up, you got to shut up.
Yeah. 400 million Rand is about $213,000.
Yeah. Like, ma'am, be for real.
double the price of the place you're looking at right now for some reason.
And listen, the realtor said, you got money? I can make it work.
I can show you the world. I can make you happy. Mm-hmm. Just stick with me and let me get my commish. Yeah. So then he's like, okay, you know what? Let me leave you two to discuss, because the discussion was getting a little ugly here. He said that I can provide, but I can't provide like this. You go, well, now you can't provide for me, blah, 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 whatever. They're arguing. So they get home and we do see a sighting of the mother who was invisible for two episodes is still there. I'm like, okay, good to know. Mom's still in the building. But they ultimately end up going to Wayne's workplace to talk finances. They could have talked about this at home. I didn't see a computer or a book that they had to show the money in. I don't know why they needed to go to the office to do this, but alas, they go to this office to talk about this. And Sasha, this man said, I've done something that's either pretty clever or pretty stupid. I pumped $40,000 into crypto.
$40,000.
It can go either well or bad. Now, I don't know when this was recorded. There definitely was a time where crypto was booming. I'm pretty sure. And listen, do not take this advice from me, because I don't really keep up or know much about crypto. Last I heard about it, it was going under. It was a shambles. People were losing money left, right, and center. So
listen, crypto bro is going to come for us, because I cannot believe this is why he's broke. Do you think his dog died/was murdered because he owed people money? And he said, nah, the crypto gonna hit, bro. Don't worry.
What? No. What is this weird theory you're putting out there?
I'm telling you, because remember, his dog was killed. So all I'm saying is, it still doesn't make sense why his dog was killed. And I'll never let that go. So crypto bro.
Yeah, I don't. So he put this 40K in there without talking about it with Holly. And Holly definitely takes a problem with this, because the first thing Holly says is, oh, that's why we're not going to have a honeymoon. So he used the honeymoon fund on the crypto, which if it hits, he's a bit of a hero, because now they have more money. But also, how much is it going to hit? 40K would still not afford you the house that you were looking at.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if it doubles itself, is it $40,000?
You're still two-thirds of the way. You still need at least another 40 to get this place that apparently neither liked, according to what Holly tells her mom.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Like, I'm telling you, it's the way that these grown-ass adults, right? Like, these people are, you know, are capable, just biology-wise, bringing children into the world, but they can't have a conversation about crypto.
No, it implodes.
What is happening? And can I just say something so funny? Last night, we were talking about, my mom, I think, was yelling at me about not, like, you know, doing stuff, investing or whatever. Anyway, so randomly we were talking about crypto and I had not watched this episode. And then do you remember the NBA? I don't know if you're into NBA like that, but there were NBA NFTs that were like huge. And for some reason, we pulled those up. And that's exactly what this conversation reminded me of. We did not buy any, please. But someone, I think in 2020 or 2021, don't quote me on the exact year, bought like a LeBron James like dunk, you know, and it was like 17 out of whatever, 20 mm-hmm. something for $200,000. Oh, yeah, it just kept going down. Then someone bought another one, which was, you know, like even more rare, right? Like less than 17, basically. Then it went down to 30. Then another rare one went down to 20. Then it went down. And then there was one for like, I think single, like 3K or some version. So, and that's all I could think of when I was listening to this crypto. And I know it's not the same, everyone. I'm not that dumb.
Yeah, everything. I'm just saying, we know that everything has its own price or whatever. And some might be flourishing, some might not.
But I couldn't stop laughing, Puya, because that's all this reminded me of.
Yeah, no, I fully feel the same way, because I feel like anytime I've seen any NFT or crypto updates, it's been blank celebrity spent $800K on this like NFT chain. Mm-hmm. This now costs $2,000. Like that's the steep decline I've seen. Yes. So again, talking out of the side of my mouth a little bit because I don't know all the things, but also just those headlines are enough to keep me away from any of this, 1,000%. Lord knows. So to 40,000, this might be poor decision making from me, but hear me out. I would much rather take 40K and hit up a roulette table because mm-hmm. it's in my hands. I'll immediately know right then and there whether we're doubling up or going home with zero. And even then, I wouldn't do this ever. So choices were made by Wayne. We don't know how the payout's going to be or if there is a payout. All we know is that he made this decision and now has to deal with it. But then Holly, after basically begging him to be open with her and said, no matter what you say, like, that doesn't change how I feel about you. You spent 40 on crypto. I'm storming out of here. She fully ran out of the office, like outside into the street. And then in the next time on, they're implying that he drove off without her. This the same guy who was terrified of her, you know, dressing a certain way and coming off a certain way, just abandoned her. Am I supposed to believe this? I don't know. Do you think it's clickbait?
I think that maybe he got annoyed. He left mm-hmm. her a little bit and then came back. It's not oh my God, what's her name? The girl that went to Egypt, Nicole.
Bless you for remembering, because I was struggling to think. What was the guy's name?
Mohammed?
Mahmoud. Nicole. Oh, shit. Yeah, there we go.
Close. I was close, everyone.
You got the letter M.
Listen, okay. But that's what I don't think it's that level yet, is what I mean. So I think that it's just like, you're pissing me off. Or can we make the ultimate joke that she just got a little lost? She went down the wrong way.
And I think so. Wayne, I think she took one wrong turn. I was like, where'd she go? Where'd I go? Oh no. Oh no. I'm in shambles.
I'm telling you, because the way she talks, right? And something is not adding up. I don't want to speculate anything because I don't know her life, but it's just something isn't adding up correctly. And this whole crypto, wedding dress, I spent money here, 40K into this, blah, blah, blah. It's just the math ain't math incorrect for me.
Well, she says, I spent $5,000 on like my dress and everything. And like, I moved everything to come here. All I'm asking is that you would have told me that you had put this much money in. That's all I wanted to know. Because the other thing she proposed was, you know, just tell me everything. We can go through this together. I can help. And mm-hmm. he says, that would make things worse. That'll add big pressure and stress. He's like, not to compare you to my ex, but we had our business and our relationship commingling, and that didn't help. So he clearly has some trauma about that as well that he didn't want to bring into this. But I don't think the complete opposite of just not saying anything to her is the right move. So
yeah.
Poor choices were made. But then the next time on, like I said, we just see him driving off without her. We'll see if that was fake or not. We can now move on to the next couple. And like we said earlier, half a couple and half a segment. It's Julio and Kirsten. Basically, we got the fallout of where they are now, Sasha, from when they last saw each other mm-hmm. at the airport when Kirsten goes back to the Netherlands. And it's been a couple weeks now. They are FaceTiming on a daily, but Kirsten tells us things aren't how they used to be. She meets up with a friend, Yara, who they've been best friends from the age of 5, and basically fills her in on everything that happened with the trip. And then also brings up that update since she's come back. He has called her and said that he can't make the move in a couple of months' work like they originally planned because he has to help with some stuff with his mom. And then when Kirsten said, you know what, that's fine, 6 months can even work for me, he still couldn't commit to 6 months. Kirsten, he's not coming. It's done.
I don't understand, right? Like, when I saw this, I said Pikachu shocked face, but not really. Because as soon as she, right, every hour that she was spending with him, I think shit was getting real in his mind. He was like, oh, no. I don't think I can do this, right? But then they're ending, and y'all said it so funny on the podcast when you were just like, you're going to come, right? You're going to 3 months, 3 months. So it's just, we made enough fun of this, but I felt like we could, you know, backseat quarterbacking, of course, we saw this coming, unfortunately.
It's very unfortunate that we predicted this. I hate that we did. I didn't want this to be the case. But ultimately, it was very evident from the minute that his mom reacted very upset to this news that this guy was scarred and he was never going to hurt his mom, so much so that he grasped that. And he's like, oh, but the hash browns, we must have the hash browns every couple months. Like, no, you are lying to yourself. And at this point, poor Kirsten is in a place where she tells us, I don't want to be in a place where I'm just on hold until he comes. Or if he doesn't, I just don't know. I need closure. I'm with her 100%. Mm-hmm. He needs to let her know if the wait is worth it or if she should just move on, because this middle isn't going to be working for everybody.
And that's the thing. I think he loves her and wants to be with her. It's just, I don't think he can do the other way.
I don't think he can be away from his mom. I think that's the biggest thing for me is I don't think he's willing to leave the nest now. And I don't think he's willing to leave knowing that his mom will feel abandoned. He doesn't want to give his mom that feeling, which is a very understandable thing. Like, I wouldn't want to have my parents or family feel that way either. But at the same time, if I'm in a position where I can't have both, it's time to fly the nest. I can still come visit twice a year, no problem. But I don't know if he's willing to, or ready to do that.
I think it comes down to it got too real for him. And here's the thing, as someone, I mean, and you know this too, right? Like, folks that live away from family, it's not easy. And I like, it's not something I would necessarily recommend for folks to do, right? Like, if you want to do it, great, for sure, try. But I like definitely am like, shit, I wish I was closer to my friends and family. So it's just, he seems like the type of person that wants to be with his love. And, you know, and not even in America, right? We've got that from him multiple times, too.
We get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I'm telling you, when shit got real, he couldn't do it. I think it was too real for him.
I think he got spooked for sure as well.
Yeah.
And I think there's also an element of, you know, speaking from personal experience, I'm not going to project onto him, but when you're away from your family in a situation like this, they can start laying the guilt trip a little thick on every phone call or every communication. And that gets hard to bear. And, you know, either you are unapologetically careless and you don't care, or it cuts a little too deep and you just feel like in this weird place of, I know I made the right choice, but I also feel bad. And I think that's where he would be. And I don't think he's quite ready to take that burden on. But let Kirsten know, damn it, please. And thank you.
That is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Because I just think that he wants to, you know, be in two boats, and the world doesn't work like that.
Exactly. So then we can simply move on from them, because spoiler alert, they're not going to be on the next time on. So this doesn't look good for these two. But we're going to take a very speedy break, and then we're going to get back and talk about Kenny and Armando.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Believe it or not, we're halfway through the podcast. That's how short these episodes have become. But we're having a good time doing it. So we got Kenny and Armando next here. And Sasha, the last time we saw them, we had the whole discussion about the surrogacy clinic and having a child versus adopting versus not having a child versus age difference. There was a lot of deep conversations happening all at once in that coffee shop. And from where we're standing, it sounds like they haven't really talked about it amongst each other since. But first, we do get Kenny video calling with his daughter, who, congratulations, is pregnant once again, making Kenny a three-time grandfather, which also, I think, hits very heavy for Kenny, because combined with the fact that it reminds him how much he's missing at home by not being there for these moments, but also, if I have a child now, my child's going to be the same age as my grandchild. I don't know how I feel about that. He didn't say that part, but I know that was something that was reiterated in his head, because he's talked about how he feels like he's too old to have a child.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I personally was like, oh, nail in the coffin right here, right?
GG's, like, you tried, Armando, but I don't think it's happening anymore.
Where I think he was like, no, this ain't it. This ain't it. First of all, I'm so far away from my family. And now it's like basically him and his daughter would be like, let's rock, like, not baby bumps together, but, you know, basically, right? Like, let's, you and our surrogate are going to be same, same. That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like it was just a very tough thing for Kenny to hear. And obviously he does miss his family as well, so that doesn't necessarily make things better for him. And now he's gonna have to talk to Armando, which now he tells Taylor, yeah, right now I don't want to have a child. Armando doesn't know this yet. This hasn't been revealed to Armando. And then they have this like boat tour ride type thing they do with Kenny, Armando, Hannah, and Armando's mom. And this is where the conversation gets brought up again, because Armando's mom asks about it and says, hey, so what happened at the clinic? Armando says things went well, but we're still talking. He's undecided. I don't think he really wants to do it. And then mom says, well, you basically have to talk about it. There wasn't a lot that we got to hear. Otherwise, there was a conversation about how both Kenny and Armando have lost a child before. Mm-hmm. So having a child together here and now would potentially heal that wound. And also they have a child together. But this is the one big thing where the age difference is coming into play for them in an otherwise, from the outside looking in at least, perfect relationship.
Yeah. And even then, right, so many tears on this boat ride. And y'all have talked about it. You and I have talked about it. But like, Hannah's just here listening to all of this.
I'm baffed. First of all, Hannah is a trooper, because
that's what I'm saying.
I'd be in shambles in a corner after watching my parents be in tears or argue.
Right.
And they're not like shouting at each other, which is great. But these are still like, you can understand that there's discomfort in the air, and you're on a boat. It's not like, oh, Hannah, do you want some ice cream? We'll get you some ice cream and you can go sit over there while we talk. This is you're in the middle of the water while this conversation's happening. Oh, you want to go sit at the? She literally got up and sat on a different side of the boat to be away from all this.
And that's all I could think of. I swear to God, because I was like, nah, she's just this poor child. Like, y'all can't keep doing this. And again, I don't believe that it's just for the cameras. I think this is their real life.
100%.
But when are we gonna like? just leave Hannah with the babysitter for them.
Leave Hannah out of it.
Yeah.
I really hope they, and I feel like they will figure it out. They will get to a compromise. But for right now, it is looking quite dire in the household. But we'll see where they go with it next. They are not on the next time on either. The next time on did have Danielle and Johan and the new couple in Shakina and Sarper, who is from Turkey, who are we're getting introduced to in episode 8 of this season.
Yeah, holy facial fillers for both of them.
Cannot wait to deep dive into them. I want to see what the little blurb about them is on this website. Shakina, a 41-year-old esthetician, met 43-year-old Sarper, a model and personal trainer, during a trip to Turkey, and they fell head over heels for each other. After 2 days, once they realized they had incredible sexual chemistry, I see where this is going. They seem promising, but Shakina's loved ones are concerned that her new beau is a playboy and that she's repeating a pattern of falling for an attractive man despite the red flags. When she travels abroad to be with Sarper, Shakina tries to lay down the ground rules, but Sarper balks at her efforts to control him. As the couple gets to know each other, shocking discoveries are made and they begin to question how well they really know each other. Okay, this feels like Shakina and Sarper are going to be an in and out couple, meaning
yes.
They're in episode 8 for a damn good reason. This ain't made to last at all.
Listen, only sexually it's made to last. Because
even in the preview, made it seem like, yeah, no, the sex is incredible. It's like, okay, all right. Well, thanks for telling me. You know, that's what I thought. I was like, you know what the other way is missing? It's been hitting. It's missing that awkward sex stories that the before the 90 day has. That's what I need. And they said, all right, we got you. Here comes this couple. So yeah.
Do they pee on each other?
No, they are not the Gino and Jasmine level. Also, give me a warning before you say that. Sasha, damn. You didn't say any words. You didn't even, you're like, I'm just gonna say it. There was no tact.
Because everything I watch on this damn show has so much tact.
Honestly, I think it's safe to say at this point that we are not the 90 day podcast we used to be 3 years ago, because the show has stopped being tasteful and has stopped being a little bit more PG and a lot more 18 plus. So the language is going to end up impacting that as well. But again, if you do listen to this with children, don't because they don't need to hear this. Okay. And you know, you'll still enjoy it, I hope. Okay. So let's talk about the final couple here. That's Brandon and Mary. Now, they had quite a bit of storyline here. When I say that, I mean, they had a lot of footage, but not a lot of content, if that makes sense. Because
don't it was look anywhere, Puya. Stop. You should be talking to me.
I will look straight ahead or look at you. No other places. That was basically the sum up of what we got here. So they're going to Mary's church. This is where she goes every Sunday. She would like for Brandon to be a Catholic just like her. And Brandon tells us, you know, I believe in a higher power, but I stopped going to church at age 7 after my mom didn't make me go anymore. And while they're at this church, she's constantly giving him tips of what to do and how to conduct himself, which he's very receptive to. But then she adds this ad lib of, do not look at girls. Do not look at any girls here. Just look straight ahead at the priest and then look at me if you don't want to look there. And he feels like he's getting a lot of pressure already for trying to adapt to her religion. But then this added insecurity of you're being policed in your, not just your behavior, but your movement, he's not okay with. And I fully am team Brandon here. Absolutely. Oh, back 1,000. In this kid who we dunked on, and quite frankly, he should get dunked on for taking a crap on FaceTime. He should. However, he's very mature, Brandon. I think he fully is relatively normal, other than the 2.5 years of constant FaceTime. He's pretty fine. But what is happening here is Mary constantly is trying to control everything. His movement, his conversations, his everything, which is just not feasible and would be a horrible way to live.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, and we see this later on, but we've known this, right? Like, they're horribly codependent on each other. And I think that there is something more to it than what we're hearing, right, from Mary. Because it can't just be insecurity, Puya. That, like, how can you be in church and be like, yeah, we can't look at anyone. Look at the priest or look at me. Puya, that's
who's checking out people at the, I guess maybe I shouldn't finish that sentence because I don't want to just make assumptions, but you're at a church. I don't think he's looking at anyone for any with any malice. And I think that's the big issue is that he's like, I'm here now. And you still don't trust me. This is an issue. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with constantly feeling like I'm not trusted when I also haven't done anything to be made to feel that way. I think that's the big thing. Because if you have done something shady in the past and you're trying to earn someone's trust back, that's one thing. But if you've done nothing and you're still having to live that life, that's uneasy. And also, he's literally in a country that's brand new to him. He doesn't know anybody but her and her grandparents and her brother, who is not a snitch on for the record, but that's all he knows. And he has to, he can't even blink or otherwise he can get in trouble. He has to do everything a certain way because he's rolled with the punches from where I'm standing. He had no problem with the what were they? Was it not a salamander? Was it a lizard?
Oh yeah. I think it was a lizard. Like, or at least that's no what problem. I want to believe it is.
Yeah, he's had no problem with any insect, spiders or anything. He's had no problem with the farming stuff that he's learning. He's enjoying the food and is being respectful of all the cultures and the traditions so much so that he was the one who wanted to be honest with her grandfather. And now he's willing to, like, at the very least, experience her religion with her, but is still not getting you're safe. And I think that's a very hard place to be in mentally.
Yeah, and again, the trajectory of this whole day, right, was wild because it started with like, thank you so much. Like, I would like to go to church every Sunday, which I think is valid. And, you know, these are the things I would like to do. La la la. And then it just kept. It's almost like she just never let her foot off the gas, right? Where it kept going over and over. And over. And I was like, what happened to her? Because I think we've put a lot on him, but sometimes I'm like, oh, she's really funny. She's, you know, she's like pimping basically his ass because turning off her router, right? Or modem and just like going to hang out with her guy friends to now this. It just, I'm not understanding where her insecurities coming from because we don't, maybe he has cheated, but then, and she tells us later what happened, but I just feel like she was just going in on him and he is not putting up a boundary. And I don't like that.
No, I also do not. I feel like he tries to later on in the episode to lay down that boundary just a little bit and basically say, I need you to trust that I can talk to anyone and I won't leave you. I need you to know that, you know, you do not need to, there's nothing you need to worry about. I can't do this lack of trust. I'm willing to do anything that you need. All I want is this one thing. Just trust me because I can't be limited like this. It's tough on me. It's, you know, he doesn't say this, but it's suffocating him a little bit. And I don't, and she immediately cries, what is he going to do in that situation? Right. He's not going to like slather it on some more, but she says then you can find somebody else, and he doesn't want that. He just wants you to know and feel assured that everything's fine, because like he said, he doesn't want to go through marriage, kids, family and still have to feel that there's no trust there. And like you said, she you know has told us that she was abandoned by her parents and that they, and she, you know, takes that, feels that as a bit of a burden of blame where she feels like she was at fault because I did something that they didn't want me. She also has told us that she's been cheated on before. So that's a bit of an issue as well. So I feel like there's multiple things that have led to this point. But I think what Brandon is saying essentially is, I think I've given you 2.5 years to prove to you that I will do nothing wrong and that you have watched me and that that's proof enough. So much so that I've literally severed ties with family members to be with you. However, I think what Brandon didn't realize at the time that was a huge mistake is you have basically said, we can live like this and it is fine. And now you're saying we can't live like this because there was nothing wrong with us being under constant surveillance for 2.5 years digitally. Why does it have to change now? Why do you need to change now? Exactly. But also we see it from his perspective of, Yeah, but now we're together. So, you know, we're in under one roof. Like, you can see everything that's happening. Just do not stand on my neck a little bit.
And what is he going to do, right? He's staying at your house. He doesn't speak the language. So who is he macking
on? He's been with you for 2.5 years under these conditions. Like, he dropped the deuce in front of you. I think you're safe.
Yeah, really, that's what I'm saying. I think this is it.
Yeah.
This is y'all. That's it.
And the next time on, we see more fallout from the conversation they're having at this same place. Brandon's in tears talking about how he can't be content with this on a daily and that it hurts that he doesn't have the trust. So we're not done with this, but it pretty much feels like we're going to have the same conversation next week anyway. So stay tuned for that. But Sasha, unbelievably, we're done. 35 minutes, done and dusted. Oh, next time on, Danielle and Johan fight a little bit about how Johan is too immature or lacks responsibilities to be a father. So that'll be fun for me, but that's not your problem, Sasha. We do appreciate you coming on to talk all things 90 Day here. Let the people know, where can they find you and what other things you have going on at the moment?
Of course. You can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to keep track of everything I'm doing on RHAP. Of course, I'm talking mess magnets, a celebrity gossip, hot topics podcast with Kirsten McKenis. I'm also talking Below Deck Down Under with Chappelle. We go live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. And over on Bosher Recap, I'm talking Special Ops Lioness with Jason Reed. And Chappelle and I wrapped up for one last time, of course, Never Have I Ever on Silent Podcast. So that's what I'm up to. And again, thank you for having me. As always, love this.
Always a pleasure to have you on. End of an era with
I know
Never Have I Ever being done.
3 years.
In the making. Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, but hey, you two are now on the Below Deck together.
Exactly.
So there we go. Y'all can find me, of course, on Twitter at Puyaism. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. That is where you can find me when I'm not podcasting. So come through and say hi. I would appreciate it, of course. You're always welcome there. As far as podcasting goes, traders. I got New Zealand. I've got Australia. I've got them both. And I've been having such a fun time talking about them. So you can find those on this very network as well if you're keeping up. I will say, if you are a Big Brother viewer and you have some downtime when the feeds are down, give it a chance because it's been a very fun season. Both of them have been very fun and very different. So it's very enjoyable on that front. And of course, Big Brother, when the live feeds are happening, I'll be there Friday mornings to talk about them. Should be a good time this week. We've got the pressure cooker on Thursday. I will be live on my own Twitch right after the eviction to watch the pressure cooker go down. So you can find me over there Thursday night. And otherwise, we hope you had a fun time here. We have arrived at our destination and we'll see you next week. But until then, take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.